USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr testified on Wednesday that he believes spying did occur targeting the Trump campaign in 2016, as he vowed to review the conduct of the FBI's original Russia probe.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
The Attorney General, speaking at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, Senator Bernie Sanders held a news conference in Washington on Capitol Hill to introduce a Medicare for All Act.
At least in my view, the current debate over Medicare for All really has nothing to do with health care. It has everything to do with greed and profiteering.
This on the same week that we found out through the senator's tax returns that he's a millionaire. His response is, well, if you write a best-selling book, you also can be a millionaire. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Vice President Mike Pence is renewing the Trump administration's call for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to surrender power peacefully.
This body should revoke the credentials of Venezuela's representative to the United Nations, recognize interim President Juan Guaido, and seat the representative of the Free Venezuelan government in this body without delay.
It was a bad day at work. At 36,000 feet, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
An American Airlines flight attendant keeping her job despite having spilled drinks all over the CEO of the airline. Maddie Peters and the rest of the crew were warned last week that CEO Doug Parker was going to be joining them on a flight from Phoenix to Dallas. The 28-year-old Peters says she was offering beverages in first class, but someone in the aisle bumped into her and it sent her tray flying, spilling drinks all over the CEO. Parker laughed it off and reassured the flight attendant that she would not be fired.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven, like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities, and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, available on Amazon.
More on our top story. President Trump is talking energy and border security in Texas. Republican Congressman Mike Walz of Florida tells Fox News right now illegal aliens have all the incentive to try to sneak into the United States.
Well, you know, right now there is just a massive kind of tractor beam. There is very little downside except for the arduous trek. Once you get to the United States, once you step foot in the United States with a child, basically you're going to be assimilated. You're going to be able to stay in the United States. The administration is damned if it does, damned if it doesn't on this one. Because of the Flores Agreement, the court agreement, children can't be held longer than 20 days. The administration has tried to keep children with their parents to avoid family separation, which they're getting beat up for. But if they do, then they're in violation of the court agreement. So this is a legislative fix. Congress needs to do its job. Mm-hmm. I think the president has been reasonable in putting deals on the table. And if we're serious, if the Democrats are serious about helping solve the problem, then they'll take them up on these offers.
A hospital employee in Orangeburg, South Carolina, is in critical condition after being shot at work. Regional Medical Center Hospital spokesman Charles Williams explains the shooter was a patient at the hospital before he left on his own.
The individual did return to the emergency department at approximately 8:50 with the weapon and began shooting inside the emergency department.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.